We start with reports of terrorist attacks in northern Africa and northern Europe. In the nation of Egypt Sunday, bombings at two Coptic Christian churches killed at least 43 people. The first blast took place during a service at St. George's Church in the city of Tanta. Egypt's state TV said a bomb was placed under a seat in the main prayer hall. And afterward, outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in the city of Alexandria, a suicide bomber set off explosives after police reportedly stopped the attacker from entering the church. More than 100 people were wounded in the two attacks. They took place on Palm Sunday. It's the Sunday before Easter and marks the beginning of Holy Week for the world's Christians. The Coptic Orthodox Church was established by the Apostle Mark in the 1st century AD, according to the church's history. Coptic Christians are a religious minority in Egypt. They make up about 10% of the country's population, and they've been targeted repeatedly in recent years, often by Islamic militants. The terrorist group ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, said it was responsible for Sunday's bombings. Condemnations of the attacks, condolences for the victims, and support for Egypt's government came in from political and religious leaders worldwide. Meanwhile, police in Sweden say a man suspected of participating in a terrorist attack there had shown sympathy to extremist groups, including ISIS. Another suspect has also been arrested. On Friday, a delivery truck was driven into a department store in the Swedish capital of Stockholm. Four people were killed in that attack, and some of the 15 people injured were in critical condition as of last night. Thousands gathered on Sunday to remember the victims.
There's been a fierce determination here in Sweden to get life back to normal. That message has come from the King and the Prime Minister right down to the ordinary Swedes. So imagine that this was the street where the attacker came thundering down in his truck. That's how busy it would have been. Amazing to think that there weren't more deaths, that there weren't more injuries. But the message here is that people should carry on with their ordinary lives in defiance of that horrendous terror threat. The truck came thundering down here into this department store, and they put up plywood, as you can see, to replace that smashed window. And instead of just leaving it there, people are coming here, and it's almost turned into a makeshift shrine. You can see messages there, people have penned the message RIP, but most noticeably and repeatedly the word tillsammans, which means together. All the flowers have been taken from areas like this and placed on some steps around the corner for a vigil, and that was a national moment for the country to come together. There's been a huge outpouring of gratitude as well to the emergency services and their rapid response to the attack on Friday. So people are laying flowers on police cars, for example, with cards saying, "We're proud of what you did." Max Foster, CNN, Stockholm, Sweden.